and Grandpa just knocked Fox News right off the air. Hey, it happened.
Sorry.
My grandmother got a new cell. Teaching her to use it has put me through hell. Not real good at technology. Had a Nokia from 2003.
We got calls from Chris, Ken, and Jason. I want to get to those very quickly. But since we just played that song, I got to play this clip. We played it this morning. This is a granny who is trying to use Alexa, and she just wants some nice music to dance to, but it doesn't quite work out. Listen.
Jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. They're kind of suave, like. You know, honey, you play a lot of beautiful. That's right, honey. No. Now, Alexa, that's not the kind I want. That's her jumping song.
I'm not sure.
I want a sophisticated.
Granny and Alexa. Not getting along. There's David Plouffe with a tweet saying, Trump, it's not enough that he's out of office. He must be destroyed completely so he can never happen again. God forbid we should ever have a thriving, prosperous nation or somebody that can get a corona vaccine done in 6 months. Can you imagine Joe Biden? Hey, Joe, we got a thing going around. We need to get a vaccine.
Yep.
And this is what you get. That blank look, that medicated stare. Okay, enough comedy. Let's talk to Chris.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
The most important thing is we got to focus on, kind of more local stuff, which would be your state politics. Because what happened was is Georgia did not focus on their state politics, and they got Dominion. Paid off some sleazy politicians, and they got Dominion counting their votes.
Nor can we safely assume that somebody that runs with an R next to their name is in any way, shape, or form conservative. Georgia's governor is destroying that state. Mm-hmm. He's a weak-kneed man.
He's Stacey Abrams' lapdog.
They soon will be in Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary stuff, what happened in that state. I mean, it's been a conservative state, but you got these large population centers that are full of...
Well, you got people fleeing these northern tyrannical states like in Illinois, and they're coming to places like Georgia where the taxes are lower and stuff, but they're bringing their politics with them. Stop it.
Well, it won't be... their taxes won't be low forever. I have an interesting thing. You know, Atlanta, Georgia's falling apart. That Bottoms lady, that's the mayor there...
Yeah.
She's absolutely destroyed. It is absolutely lawless. I have some friends.
Yes, I know. I talked to my buddy David Fagan and what happened to his daughter. She was carjacked at gunpoint in front of the Marriott Marquis. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, in downtown Atlanta.
Well, this woman, a friend of ours, she had there was a shootout on Peachtree.
And
the car ended up in her backyard with bullet holes on it. And then they get this. There was a lady who started the Buckhead City Watch. As soon as she started it, she had a drive-by shooting, and they shot up her house.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they... it's so brazen. You know why? Because the police are afraid to take action. It took an hour after a carjacking to get a cop to the Marriott Marquis Hotel.
Nobody wanted to...
They don't want to be
help her out?
Because the cops don't want to be the next whoever that guy that was running away with the weapon got shot last year, Richard.
They don't want to get in trouble for doing their job.
Yeah. And by the way, big cities all over the country are crying for police help. Because why would anybody want to be the next...
You've got all these officers that are leaving.
Yeah.
Crappy
they're retiring
state.
Like crazy.
Right. Let's go recruit them. Let's go recruit them.
Amen.
But
I'm
it's
so
no good to recruit them if the,
said that.
If the city leadership does not have their back. They're pandering to the worst elements in society. The people who contribute nothing and take everything are the ones leading these mayors. By the way, it's also a matter of polling. Thanks so much for the call, by the way, Chris. Good one. Polling is how the Democrats do everything. All of a sudden, Governor Cuomo in New York and Beetlejuice, the mayor of Chicago, decided we got to reopen our restaurants and like right away.
Yeah.
It took them this long to figure out the longer they stay closed, the less likely they are to come back. They're not coming back. People are pissed. And now in the middle of January, it's a good time to reopen.
Because Trump's out of office.
Somebody ought to, you know, call up Lightfoot.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
All right. Here's Kent.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Luckily, I wasn't pre-screened about my sex life ahead of time. So. Anyway.
I can tell. Wait a minute, Ken. Do this a long time. I can tell that your love life is robust.
I have a brilliant, wonderful, amazing wife who I wouldn't trade for the world.
See?
And that makes everything in life beautiful.
Doesn't it, though?
Do I not know that? Do I not have a little intuition after all these
good
years?
Answer,
you got a little something there.
Hey, the reason I called is you were talking about this pendulum swings a little left, swings a right. Chuck Schumer made it very clear that if Amy made it to the Supreme Court, he was going to not only stop the pendulum, but it's gone. There is no more pendulum. They will do whatever they want in the next 2 years, and at that, it will be almost impossible.
I know, and then it'll be up to us to stop them. It'll have to go to the streets.
They're going to pack the court. They're going to...
And they'll only get away with it if we let them.
Yeah. But they're getting away with it.
Stop them. What's to stop them? They're in control.
You know, I did...
That's the sad part.
I discussed this with somebody the other day. And, you know, we've seen... I mean, gun sales were at an all-time high in November election month, right? And somebody made the comment, people will be afraid to use them to defend the country. Well, you
hate
wonder.
To disagree with that.
I'm not saying I'm right and you're wrong. I'm just saying if push comes to shove, will people use their weapons to stand up for our Constitution? If they start packing the court, that's what we need. That's all we need to know. They are hell-bent on having a one-opinion world, and we're not going to live with that.
You are right about that.
And we cannot leave that to our kids. So move carefully, Mr. Chuck Schumer.
I firmly believe that's his goal.
I think half the people that are in the Senate were elected illegally anyway by rigged fake elections.
Hey, one last thing.
Uh-oh.
Are you there, Ken?
I think he muted himself. Hey,
you're,
I think we lost you there for a second.
I think his wife needs him.
Oh.
She wants
him. No.
There you go.
Hey, okay. I'm at bad self-fight. Every year you play a song, you know, The End of the World by R.E.M., but it's like current event.
Yeah.
Did they have one for last year?
Yeah, I'll play it for you coming up.
It was good, too.
It was a good one.
Yeah, by Rem.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks,
sure. Thank
Ken.
You, man.
Jason.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
It's okay.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I just wanted you to know, man, I was getting off of work, and I almost wrecked my truck when I heard you state that comment to that lady. I was like, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't get in trouble for this comment.
No, in fact, Seth Spotlow is here, so when she calls back, we're going to give her his number.
That was freaking awesome. Yeah, that was freaking awesome, man. Yeah, man, my romantic life is awesome, actually. I thank God for my wife and my girlfriend. Anyway.
Dude, what'd he say? I missed it.
I'll tell you, man.
Really? Okay, never mind. Really, I'll find out in a second.
In the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say this, man. I listen to the show a lot, and this one is, first of all, go Trump. And the thing is that a lot of people haven't realized that, you know what? Let's not make this a black and white issue.
Thank
because you know what? He actually helped black people a lot. As a matter of fact, he helped spearhead the U.S. Congress when they did that whole STEM funding thing that they did, and it was permanent. I think it was over $85 million.
Yep.
You know, to go to help support HSBCU. So I'm just saying, you know, I just, because, you know, I hear a lot of that, you know, day to day. It's almost like we're making like a black and white issue, and I don't want to do that because you do have people that do support Trump that are not Caucasian.
And the actual voting that was proven. I mean, but what the left does is mock, ridicule, and debase anybody of color or whatever minority status who supports Donald Trump. But there's 75 million of them out there, and that's going to be a very, very difficult thing to stop. I don't know why. Why don't you just win with your ideas and stop bullying people?
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
This hour, she'll go down in history as one with three excellent phone calls.
And you look good, man.
If I can look good while doing it, that's a bonus. So once again, here's Joe. And notice in this photo on this sheet, and you'll notice it next time you see him on TV, Joe always looks like he's looking into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the medication that helps him remain stable enough to have a complete thought in public before people start to really notice how cognitively he is, his cognitive recognition has declined, kind of like mine is at the moment. And he is, one of the things he's out there pushing again is this $15 minimum wage bullcrap.
Man, ooh.
You're going to put so many people out of business.
Work. Yeah. You just shut down businesses.
And you know what? I don't think they care because they're all about the big corporations. So what if all the small businesses go out? We're going to make sure that the big ones, Amazon, Costco, all the big companies, they'll be fine. They weren't hurt by the pandemic. They thrived during the pandemic.
Yeah. Amazon. He got all his wealth back during the pandemic.
Somebody sent me a note today that I thought was very perspicacious. Let me see if I can scroll and find it quickly here.
These are fancy words.
What's that mean, perspicacious? Neither one of us know.
Perspicacious means insightful.
Ooh, is it Latin?
No, it's perspicacious, I believe, is Greek.
I thought you were speaking English. My bad.
Oh, where did this go? Because she was absolutely 100% right. Maybe I replied and put it in old mail. I'm sorry to take all of this time to do this. I'll find
what are you
it.
Drinking, dude? It looks like water. No way.
Basically, what she said was, until we stop complaining about Facebook and actually stop using it, until we stop complaining about Twitter and stop, until we stop complaining about Amazon deplatforming Parler and actually stop using Amazon, they're not going to, why would they pay attention to us? And I replied, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm still using Facebook because I'm afraid if I go to the next platform, they'll do what they did with Parler and make it go away.
Well, just like music back in the day. Albums, cassettes, CDs. You get on one platform and then it goes away. You've got to catch up to the next platform. And there's so many. There's MeWe, Clout, something somebody hit me with today.
They have the ability. Yeah, MeWe. Gab seems to be the
Gab,
one. Gab? That's the one that intrigues me the most. But again, I'm not going to completely eliminate one until I know what the other's going to do. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. Win on the merits of your ideas and not because you shut down all dissenting opinion through unconstitutional regulations and monopolistic behavior. Teddy Roosevelt would have had all of them in court already. He would have been shaming them publicly for what they've done. James.
Greg, Rosie, Eddie, Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the James. Only thing missing was your hot button that said, "That's great radio."
Roy! That is great radio.
Yeah.
There you go. I sent you some messages, Greg. Y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, James.
Right. Let's see. P-Pad. Let me see. On Inauguration Day, will President P-Pad have things on the lawn of the National Mall for people to stay spaced? That's funny. We laughed and mocked at that, didn't we, during the election cycle? He would go somewhere on days where he didn't call it, put a lid on it at like 9:30. And he would go somewhere, not, you know, usually most of them were within a drive or a very quick trip from Delaware. And there would be, and they wouldn't even have 12 circles filled. Remember that one? It was like a dump.
Yes, and that's exactly what it looked like. Like yeah. he was giving a speech at the dump.
And he's trouble defending the shirt. I'm going to play that Joe in his own words while we're still...
Oh, it's so good. And then nobody shows up, so they're like, all right, let's do cars and have nobody in them.
Right.
Right. And you never know.
Yeah. It's a facade.
Hang on, I got to find that clip. When I'm doing that, let me remind you that Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard has been a flooring destination for half a century, and successfully so. Flooring makes a big deal in how quickly a house sells and the resale value. Good flooring doesn't have to cost you a fortune either. At Georgia Floors Direct, everything in there, whether it's tile, carpet, laminate, remnants, whatever you got, it's available at a wholesale price. And their installers are the very best at that job in the business because they've been working as a team. You're greeted by Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers who will help you find what you need in the budget you got to work with. You can't do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct. Then they arrange installation with one of their pros, and I've used them so many times. And I always take time whenever they're at the house putting in, like when they recarpeted my bedroom or when they put the hardwood floor in or they retile the bathroom or put in the backsplash, I watch them.
They did all the floor at your house?
Everything.
Dude, that wood floor and the carpet looks awesome.
That's Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Debbie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing, Debbie?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just going to put a couple of 2 cents in. You know how Joe's been putting a lot of people from Silicon Valley in different parts of our government, cabinet, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, think about this. I was listening to a man that predicts the top stocks for the year. His prediction is biotechnology is going to take the golden ring. They're going to be the big thing, and he explained a lot of the reasons why, but the STEM part of the technology that they're using is like a genetic sequencer. And that is used in the testing that we have for the coronavirus and all of that. Well, bottom of the story here is you're going to make a lot of money if you go into biotech stock. And that's his prediction. Well, think about it. If Joe's got all these people in his back pocket and they're working for him up there in D.C.,
yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you would make everybody be tested before they could go to school, get a job? I mean, money, especially if you mandate vaccines. Anything to do with the corona like that would be in the biotech.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I guess either we join them and buy, or...
when vaccines became imminent, thank you for the call, Debbie. I remember there was a huge boost in Moderna and Pfizer
immediate
when word got out. Yep. How you get to be first to know that is... what I'd like to know, because it seems our Congress critters.
So they work in Congress.
They and they know what laws they're going to pass.
Thank you.
And how they're going to impact certain businesses and stocks. And this has been going on forever.
You would think that would be illegal, though, Greg.
Yeah, man.
Well, you would think technically.
Who's the guy that makes those laws?
Yeah.
Well, can I know people? First? You know, Cash App makes me know some stocks.
Here's sad news.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
After years of being the target of Democratic lawfare, the NRA has announced bankruptcy.
That's what they've been trying to get them to do. They've been trying to bankrupt them.
Well, they've done it, and now they're moving from New York to Texas.
Come on down.
Well,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and joining a lot of liberal businesses that are fleeing the same kind of tyranny. It's just, I did not think the NRA was anywhere close.
Well, you know, with accountants, Greg... you can declare bankruptcy and not be really bankrupt. You can do it in a sense of protection, so you can grab your assets and just get the heck out and not have to owe people.
Hopefully they won't go to Austin. That's where...
No, they won't be in Austin.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break for traffic, weather, and local news. At the end of it, we're going to... Who was it that requested the REM, the REM song?
Ken.
Ken. Yes. We're going to play The End of the World as We Know It for 2020. So stay tuned.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have the report of an accident around the 1500 block of Taylor Road. That's going to be right on top of East Chase Parkway. Use caution there. We're very congested on Taylor Road right now. We've also got an accident 1800 block of Biltmore. That's on the lower Wetumpka Road. Pretty heavy traffic there this time of the day as well. Please use caution. We are very congested all over the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway at I-65 and 85. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Troy University campus police say a man was found dead on campus Friday morning. Authorities say he was a student at the university. They have not released the student's name or cause of death until the family is notified and an autopsy is done. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery in Montgomery at 2 o'clock. Alabama will play a role in security efforts for Joe Biden's inauguration next week. 250 of the state's National Guard members will assist the more than 20,000 National Guard troops who will help protect Washington, D.C. from reported threats posed by extremists. The Secret Service is closing the National Mall for the inauguration, effectively shutting hundreds of thousands of people out of the event. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialist, C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business, repairs, from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another January chill is settling in for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Colder again. Another freeze. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. Tomorrow will be a very chilly day for January. High temperature only in the 40s, even with sunshine. So I've got us at 47 for a high tomorrow. Upper 20s on Saturday night. Only in the low 50s Sunday. Still storm-free and mostly sunny. Then a little bit warmer, at least moving in the right direction as we get into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This was requested by Ken on News Talk.
That's great. It starts with an outbreak. Wuhan, China is the place. And this year's crap right out the gate. Iran shoots down a plane. Aussie cool. Wallace burned. Donald Trump impeached. Kobe Bryant, R.I.P. Billie Eilish, Grammys. Poor Tom Hanks. Adele's no longer fatter. Kim Jong-un died. Nova live. Mahomes on fire. MVP of the big game. And the 2020 Oscar goes to Parasite. News of murder hornets made us worry. We got Deary losing Alex Trebek. Screen by screen protesters hassled Trump. Taser stopped when George Floyd was slain by white men. J-Lo, Super Bowl, Kardashians fly the coop. And Becky Stroud in a cell. What the hell? QAnon crazy. Spread conspiracies. Yeah, I'd like to capture, but with what will I wipe? Wipe the imbecilic, idiotic mask fights. My rights and Mike Pence's fly.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year.
Champagne shower, watch the West Coast burn while the kids distance learn. Mask still not being worn. Purell cleaning, quarantining. Carol Baskin, we all hate. Meghan, Harry escape. Royal scandal, what's their motive? Left town, no crown. Kanye, will you hush, shush, please no. Brady changes gear. Buccaneers, Biden wins. It appears it's fraudulent. He won't let the presidential cries. Voter fraud assertions filed by conservatives. The courts decline.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Ellen isn't all that nice. Vaccine in the nick of time. Ocean spray, cran red sky. Black Panther dies. WAP made us all sweat. Tom Cruise's COVID rant. Virtual parties. TikTok meetings on Zoom. The most pathetic and craptastic, never-ending, soul-crushing year of our lives.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
It is 4:29 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's the RAM year-end recap. We generally play that in December right up till the last day of the year. And it just stays in the file, but Ken had not heard it, so we played it for him. And you can tell some of these things come from places on the left coast, and you can hear it in there. You know, vaccine in the nick of time. No mention of Donald Trump in any positive
Who's that?
Way. Yeah. Our friend David Blackman, who joins us on Tuesday and on the Saturday morning show most weeks around 7:30, deserves a ton of credit. And even he hadn't realized what a visionary he was until yesterday, because he went back and reposted a blog. Just a reminder, the Democrats are preparing you to accept a stolen election. This is in September. September 2nd, and here's some of what he said. Axios, that's a left-wing rag, took the lead yesterday in the ongoing campaign to brainwash the U.S. public into accepting a stolen election this November. This coordinated campaign between the Communist Democratic Party and the corrupt news media has been ongoing for several months. Becomes increasingly transparent over time. On Tuesday, Axios ran a story quoting a representative of the Bloomberg-funded Democratic firm called Hawkfish, laying out the scenario the Democrat media axis of propaganda in attempting to set up the November elections. The scenario envisions a socially explosive situation created by the Democrats. The first part of it involves Trump holding a huge lead in both the popular vote and the Electoral College when we all trudge off to bed on election night. But that lead won't hold as Democrat vote counters in blue and red states around the country find boxes and boxes filled with mail-in ballots that magically contain the number of votes needed to overtake Trump's Election Day lead. He wrote this September 2nd.
Wow.
It's almost as if they used it as the recipe, the playbook.
Yeah. It's incredible.
He's a smart dude.
Very. And I urge you to read him daily, dvdailyupdate.com. He's been compiling the additional evidence that what happened on the 6th in D.C. was very much a plot involving leftist organizations. In fact, they've arrested some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the media, it was the right-wing riot. And none of them had a word of condemnation when the president had to be hustled to the bunker inside the White House when they were storming that last summer.
And when that happened last week, didn't CNN's ratings, weren't they the highest they've ever been?
Well, CNN's ratings are only high, or their placement in the rankings, because there's a difference, has only one factor, and that is people have stopped watching Fox.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've tanked.
Yep. Fox, I mean, this is what happens when people vote with their wallet or vote with their feet or fingers. Fox, I mean, going back last year or two, Fox has increasingly gotten a leftist tinge. The Fox radio network, I get more complaints about that than anything else that happens on the station.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Can't you get rid of them? If you listen in the morning or even the afternoon, you'll hear my commentary.
Commentary, yes.
It's terrible, man. I mean,
a joke.
It's so bad.
And if I'm almost tempted to take them after I play them if I was able to run them on a Windows Media Player and stop them and show people this is how they're doing it.
Checker.
Well, if not fact-checking, at least showing people how words can be used to create an impression that's not necessarily based on fact.
Right.
Right.
It's like
they do it every day. Every day. And it pisses me off. And sorry.
But you know CNN's for sale right now.
Yeah. Well, even if he offered them 10 times what it's worth, I don't think they would sell to Trump.
Somebody said the price is somewhere around $7 billion, but they would probably take a lot less because there's financial troubles coming their way. I mean,
they got to pay those right. Big settlements. I don't know that those are covered by insurance.
Or you can be the number one, newscast, but if you're putting out a product, and I guess, again, they're going to sell advertisement. If their advertisers are not recouping the money, then they quit advertising.
That's how it works.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right.
Sports, their day of reconciliation is coming. Baseball, and how did they bring the sport back? How often last year, between March when they shut everything down, mm-hmm. the NCAA baseball spring training, everything, when they shut it down, what do they call a sports-starved America?
Yeah.
I remember one of the MLB players had a wiffle ball game that millions of people tuned in on YouTube. Tiger Woods and somebody hit golf balls. People watched. But then came the riots.
Mm-hmm.
And the celebration of career criminals like George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose and made a martyr out of him, mm-hmm. and a couple of others. ignoring completely the statistics that those type of incidents have become fewer and fewer during the Trump administration. So when baseball came back on opening night with BLM on the mound and all,
nope.
America said, no, I've heard it on some of the serious sports talk shows. People are sick of it.
Yeah.
I want basketball. I don't want a lecture from LeBron James. He is not smarter than anybody else.
None.
In fact, nobody should listen to him because his products are made by slave labor. Usually, is it Uyghurish Muslim labor in China?
China, baby.
Yeah. And refusing to condemn what's going on in Hong Kong.
Well, that is the basketball period. They absolutely refuse to acknowledge that the people that are making their uniforms, their jerseys, all the crap they're selling, slave labor.
I heard a guy on a serious sports talk show yesterday go berserk. He just said, when are they going to figure it out? And he pointed out NBA ratings not only down 20%, but down half from 2012. Yeah. Because for whatever reason, they think we're just dying to know what they don't. These are people that are making millions of dollars for dribbling a basketball.
And the thing is, they're so out of touch that they haven't hit the bottom yet. That, you know, that ratings dropping, it still hadn't hit the bottom.
The NFL playoffs are on, and they went down 20%.
Well, even what surprised me, the Ohio State Alabama game.
Yeah.
Had less viewership, and that really surprised me because I haven't given up on college
ball. I think the previous year they had 27 million. There was only 18 or something for the championship game.
Yeah.
That could have been, you know, they just knew the Alabamas were going to win the game.
I mean, people, they watch sports to get away from it.
And
then when you bring it to sports, it's like, uh-uh.
And you know what? Some of these people that I've seen make these statements or participate have lost me as a fan.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Not interested.
Oh, yeah. The first time they say something, it's over.
That's why I love Mad Dog. Mad Dog will at least, I remember one day he says, I probably will hold my nose and vote for Biden, which was better than insulting anybody that would vote for Donald Trump, as many of the sports class have. And he lets people say, I don't want a lecture. I don't want a lecture from a basketball player, a football player, or anybody else. I want to watch a game. I want to watch a skill.
Right. If I go to a comedy show, I don't want lectured from the comedian. Make me laugh, funny
guy.
Did
you see?
Thank you.
One of the most underreported stories of the week, and it got granted, there's a lot of competition. Jimmy Fallon had the lowest ever rating for The Tonight Show. Ever. Less than a million people. On a national network with a show that has that legacy.
Last night, I got my antenna working again, and I was able to watch some of Colbert with Biden on. Or with, what's his face? Bernie. Oh, man, it was so dull and boring. It sucked. Like, worse than you would think.
Why would you watch that?
Well, I needed to get Channel 8 so I could see you in the morning.
That's
I did all
reason.
That for you, buddy.
But if you watch that for more than 30 seconds after you got the signal.
Got the signal in, shut it off.
Let's say good afternoon to Yasman. There's a great
Yasman.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bud?
Hey. What's up?
I saw last night that the congresswoman in Georgia wants to impeach Biden.
There's some new congresswomen from Georgia that are aces conservative, but the rest of them,
I don't think it's going to do anything, but the fact that they have more of a case against Biden than they do against Trump.
You know what it is? The conservative women have bigger balls than conservative men.
Thank you.
Boom. Yeah.
I can't put it any better than that.
I always wish they would go through and get it done. You know, he definitely needs to be impeached.
We need to find more kick-ass conservative women because they're fearless, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Palin was that person, and the media destroyed her. Just for that reason. They were scared to death of the woman. Thanks, Yaz. Appreciate the
call.
Take
care, bud.
William Bay. What's going on this afternoon, everybody?
How you doing, bro?
It's Friday.
We're getting ready to trek traffic in a moment.
Okay. I wanted to ask you something. That little hole in the wall where you buy lottery tickets, that wouldn't happen to be called docks, would it?
On Highway 27?
Yeah. Is that Doc's Liquor Store?
I don't know what the name of it is. It just says liquor.
Liquor.
I think that I'm I know where you're talking about. I'm trying to remember. I think it's
as you're going north, it's on the right side of the road. It's not that big of a building, but they do have a bar in the back. I had to use the restroom one time when I stopped there. If you think the smell of 30-year-old bourbon is pungent in the store itself, walking through the bar, I think there were dead people in there that had just died during the middle of a cocktail and hadn't been taken away yet.
I had a girlfriend that was a wino once, and she was passed out on my bed. I thought she was dead because her lips were purple, but it was just the wine.
The wine?
When you started talking about the men's room, why did I think of toothpicks and pole vaulting? Eddie probably got that one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about there.
Boy, look at the time. Yeah.
Right. Check, please.
Yeah, I just wondered about that. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Wee
B. Oh. All right, we said we were going to check traffic, so let's do it at 4:41.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with an update. Well, the accident on Taylor Road is actually going to be located right near Halcyon Boulevard near Buddy Watson Baseball Park. Please use caution. It is a minor accident, and hopefully they're going to get that out of the way quickly. Watch out for boots on the ground there. We are very congested on the East Boulevard from I-85 to Atlanta Highway. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, and also Norman Bridge Road. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no other accidents to tell you about at this moment, but it is very busy everywhere. Please slow down and buckle up. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. New Toyota's waiting for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama will play a role in security efforts for Joe Biden's inauguration next week. 250 of the state's National Guard members will assist the more than 20,000 National Guard troops who will help protect Washington, D.C. from reported threats posed by extremists. The Secret Service is closing the National Mall for the inauguration, effectively shutting hundreds of thousands of people out of the event. Troy University campus police say a man was found dead on campus Friday morning. Authorities say he was a student at the university. They have not released the student's name or cause of death until the family is notified and an autopsy is done. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery in Montgomery at 2 o'clock. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudful Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks,
helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another January chill is settling in for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Colder again. Another freeze. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. Tomorrow will be a very chilly day for January. High temperature only in the 40s, even with sunshine. So I've got us at 47 for a high tomorrow. Upper 20s on Saturday night. Only in the low 50s Sunday. Still storm-free and mostly sunny. Then a little bit warmer, at least moving in the right direction as we get into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, a multimillionaire in a state that isn't red. And one day he was counting up his dough, one nut left after tax, don't you know? Levies, that is, tariffs, assessments. Well, the first thing you know, Jed, the former millionaire, told his kin folks he's getting out of here. Said California ain't the place we ought to be, so they loaded up the Prius and moved out of Beverly. Hills, that is, wildfires, movie stars. And now it's time to say hello to Jed and all his kin, cause in the house next to you they'll soon be moving in. We're not all rich and famous like the people in LA, but California's getting worse with every single day. Yep. Droughts, that is, Botox, small dogs and purses.
When are they gonna get enough votes to
y'all move out now, you hear?
Recall that idiot governor. Gavin Newsom. He's another one, all of a sudden, like Cuomo in New York and Mayor Beetlejuice in Chicago, all of a sudden now, this brave bubble, we got to reopen our restaurants.
They got the memo, man.
They. This is what they do. Wet the finger and find out which way the wind is blowing and do whatever polling tells them to do. Like, hey, the people are sick of this, so it's time to reopen, no matter what the virus is doing. I've been going through stuff that accumulates here all week and come across a couple of things that are somewhat interesting. This one in particular, I want to save this. Oh, by the way, as I bounce all over the place, last week I read my Boom magazine column for January, which is still available online at riverregionboom.com. Mm-hmm. And in it, I described how the Bee Gees came up with the rhythm for the song Jive Talk.
Yeah.
Which is the song that whip cracked them
whip
into the era of heavy rhythms and dance tunes. Mm-hmm.
Now every time I'm driving down the road and I hit some bumps, I think about it.
Yeah, make a song.
Yeah.
Because this is the sound. Listen to the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Not the so you can understand that this was inspired by a car tire rolling over what was then a cement causeway. Not this part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thump a thump a thump a thump. Isn't that brilliant?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they made a freaking song.
Does that Birmingham?
Yeah. On the bridge here too.
Or get a rock in your tire.
And in the documentary, and if you get HBO and you have a chance to watch
it. Yeah, did you see it? Is it good?
Oh, it's the best documentary I've ever watched. And it's the most touching. Because while it's more than the compilation of the incredible achievements, I mean, I think we've all kind of underestimated just how successful the Bee Gees were in basically three different phases of their lives.
They kept coming back.
But the thing is entitled, yes, they did. They reinvented themselves in a variety of ways. But the documentary is entitled, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? So that's what became the focus of the column, which is whose heart is broken and why? When you've had all of this monumental, you know, when it comes to just a compilation of success. You have to put the Bee Gees in with the Beatles, Elvis, and anybody else. They may not have had, well, yeah, they did. Elvis had people swiveling their hips.
Oh, yeah.
He introduced a sexual component to music. The Beatles changed everything from hairstyles to fashion, and later on, their lyrics took a serious turn.
They changed rock, too, because a lot of new rock that I listen to is Beatles with distortion.
The Bee Gees, though, when you look at the soundtrack, it sold, what, 40 or 80 million for Saturday Night Fever?
Saturday Night Fever, baby.
And it's good stuff. It's not this computer-generated, window-shaking bullcrap that passes for dance music today. They were songs. They were actually real songs. Right. And did they not help change fashions in the late
Big
70s
time.
And early 80s?
Hip huggers?
And, you know, wouldn't you know it, but it took an angry a-hole talk show host to stop them in their tracks with that big disco demolition event in Chicago. I did not write that into my column.
Yeah.
But the guy that did that, Steve Dahl, I've been often asked by people who have seen the documentary or have heard of him, did you know him? I did not cross paths with Steve because he came into Chicago from Detroit as I was leaving Chicago for Florida. But he has something in common with every other Howard Stern and every other talk show host that's built a success that way.
What'd he do?
He had incredible success, big ratings. He was making a seven-figure salary.
Ooh.
But he is so angry and so filled with self-loathing. That's what drove his show. And now, I don't know if he saved his money or what he did. But he used to be the pinnacle of hypnosis. Now he's, I think, on WGN, which is a station he used to routinely mock when he was on FM. Anyway, I mentioned this story as I'm bouncing all over the place. The question, are the Backstreet Boys breaking up over QAnon?
I hope so, or just period.
I have another question.
Dying of plane crash?
On the 8th, the day Trump was banned from Twitter, Brian Luttrell asked fans to join me on Parler social media. After his announcement, Kevin Richardson tweeted a link to Cosmo called I Lost a Best Friend to QAnon and captioned it, interesting read. Then he tweeted a link to another article called The Unlikely Connection Between Wellness Influencers and the Pro-Trump Rioters. The Pro-Trump Rioters. Like that was some massive...
Yeah.
These assholes. Anyway, fans think Kevin was targeting Brian with the tweets, though he hasn't said that. He's a known Trump supporter, though. This is like wearing the scarlet letter now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is what they're doing.
That's what they want.
And if Curt Schilling, who may be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on the 26th, and would have been there already if it weren't for so many left-wing journalists in baseball that don't want him...
Don't want him there. Yeah.
Because he's a hardcore conservative.
That's right.
That'll be interesting. But if his insurance company can cancel him because of his social media page, imagine what these left-wing bullies now in power or coming into power next week, imagine what they can do to businesses to get them to punish you if they threaten them with certain legislation. Yeah. You either crack down on these people to make sure they never come back, or we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
All right, we'll do to you what we did to him.
If you think I am pulling that out of my vivid imagination, you are sadly mistaken.
That's terrible that you could lose friends or stuff like that over that. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, it started with Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It started with Facebook and Facebook was so much fun when it first came out because I was reconnecting with old girlfriends and high school classmates and all this stuff. Then Obama comes along with this mythical agenda. And not everybody was on board. And if you posted something negative about Obama, you're a racist. I didn't know you were such a right-wing, all this. And that's where the great divide began. And now that chasm is very, very wide. But unfortunately, and I don't believe that we handed them the levers of power. I think Trump was reelected in a landslide. He got 76 million votes. He got 16 million more than he did.
He got last time.
And we're supposed to listen to Mr. Potato Head, who I'll play here in a moment, and think, you know, he electrified the country into voting for him.
No.
Do you think this has been happening since, for, I don't know, 30 or 40 years, and this is the first time people are noticing it?
No, it's just the way it was done in the past. Ronald Reagan was treated no better by the media than Donald Trump. But there were, you know, there was only so much they could do. And then when they were unsuccessful in killing Reagan in 1981, they kind of had to be nice. But by the end of his second term, and the country, I would relive the 80s in a heartbeat because it was such a prosperous time. Everybody had money and freedom and pride in America. He was so amazing.
Well, the one thing they did, well, they did do to Reagan that they couldn't do to Trump is they went to Reagan's kids. And, you know, a couple of Reagan's kids had a little bit of a problem with him, and they exploited that. They did that to Trump's kids, and they laughed him right out of the room.
Yeah.
They are so evil. They're just so incredibly evil because they can't win the war of ideas.
Yeah.
So they will beat you some other way.
That's exactly
threaten
right.
Threaten your kids, threaten your life. And now we got somebody in Congress that wants to pass a bill. Make it a law that Donald Trump can never step in the Capitol again.
That's how scared they are of him.
Man, if I was him, I wouldn't want to go back.
I get that, but that's not the point.
That's not him, though.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. No. I wonder what kind of thing he's going to come up with.
Never underestimate the Donald.
I mean, hey.
That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. And if they think they've convinced 75 million people to... Look, there was a poll out today. 91% who said they voted for him would vote for him again.
Yep.
So they got a lot of work to do before they beat the rest of us in a submission. 456, if you are in a relationship that is, and let's face it, one of the consequences of the pandemic was people spending a lot more time, routines disrupted, and finding themselves in unhappy situations. There's nothing wrong in calling Delcon Tomlinson for a consultation. It does not mean you have to get a divorce, but you do need to know where you stand. Because you're so close to the situation, you need the expertise of these two women. They specialize in representing men, but a woman should call them as well, because above and beyond their knowledge of the law, regardless of their specialization, is the need for advocacy. It's a scary time. You need to know that the legal aspects of your situation, they have your back. They are human beings. You're more than just a client, and they work with the truth. So if you're at that point, I urge you to reach out to 819-4810 and have that consultation. 819-4810. Find out where you stand. They can also help you if you've had the wolf at the door with financial issues, and that can also be very destructive to a marriage. They can refer you to Amy Hampton, who can help stop the phone calls and the things that are turning your life inside out. 819-4810. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 458.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic still busy on the boulevard this afternoon. East Boulevard from Vaughn to I-85. Pretty busy right there, as well as outbound traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. We're still busy East-South Boulevard at Norman Bridge and Highway 331, I-65 at 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we have no accidents anywhere that we know of at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka also looking pretty good this afternoon. You guys have been doing a great job today out there in traffic. Well, shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether